following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from the legendary Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, you're on the air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee. Your chance to talk to the head coach of the Hogs begins now on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris is brought to you by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty G Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty G Meats. By Shelter Insurance, Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital, go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy, proud supporter of Razorback Athletics, always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants, proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. Now, let's talk Arkansas football. Alongside head coach Chad Morris, here's your host, the voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett.
Man, I'm going to tell you, you can tell it is game week in Arkansas. You can tell it's game week at the Catfish Hole, and we welcome you to On the Air with Chad Morris, our first game week edition of the year. And, Coach, I mean, with every hour that passes, everybody gets a little bit more excited.
We're ready. Look at the crowd tonight. Great crowd.
Give yourselves a hand. I would imagine your players, more than anybody, are ready for Saturday to get here.
Yeah, they're just tired of hitting on each other. I mean, it seemed like it's been the shortest, longest camp ever. But these guys are ready to go. I mean, we've had two really good days, and tomorrow we'll go into what we call our class on grass. We spend a little bit of time in the meeting rooms, but these guys are ready to go.
In terms of the on-the-field stuff, and you've kind of alluded to it there, how do you work that as you move toward the end of the week? Some coaches do a lot of on-the-field stuff Thursday. It sounds like you do a lot of meeting work on Thursday, too.
Well, you know, Tuesdays, Mondays are our day off. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we really get on pretty good. And of course, being a game week, you start slowly cutting back practice. But like today, we work some two-minute situation right there at the end. Tomorrow, we will extend our meetings just a little bit, and then we'll take our meetings and go to the field and stay in the indoor and work a lot of situational things that could have come up and things that we've worked through camp and some two-minute situations, setting up a field goal, different things like that have come up, and more clock management than anything on Thursdays.
You made the announcement earlier this week about your quarterback. Nobody's going to have to ask anymore who's starting the ball game on Saturday. Talk about that decision and tell us about Cole and Ty.
Well, first of all, very proud of all these young men that have gone through camp and competing at all positions. And I know the quarterback has been the focal point through our competition, and really proud of Cole and Ty and how they've supported each other throughout the camp, challenging each other and really pushing each other. And I called them in on Sunday night, and we had made our decision up and sat down and met with Cole and Ty individually, and just shared with them that, hey, look, you know, I appreciate how you've supported each other. We're going to go with Cole. But does not mean that it's a lifetime contract here. And so Ty's going to play. They were very supportive of each other, and I'm excited to watch both these young men compete Saturday.
You've talked a lot about, commanding the respect of the team, leading the team, and that's something that even though it's been done well in practice, you still have to do in games, don't you?
Well, I go back to some of my previous stops, and you know, as we developed and brought Deshaun Watson along, you know, Cole Stout was our quarterback, and we went into the first game against Georgia, and same thing, you know, Cole was going to start, but Deshaun was going to play, and we had to. And you know, for any sake, it was just the fact of developing someone with game experience in a situation where the game was still tight. And so we got to have that. And we've got some other guys in there at that quarterback position that we feel great about. But right now, we're going to start Cole, and Ty's going to play, and I'm excited about watching both these young men.
You've coached a lot of fine quarterbacks. What's the common denominator? What makes a great quarterback?
Yeah, just his ability to lift and make 10 other guys around him better. When he steps on that field, it's not so much what he says, it's what he does. And the fact that those 10 guys around him improve once he steps on that field. And it's all about how they respond.
In terms of your defense, we've talked a lot about the offense, and people are excited about that. I wonder about the defense, though. You're going to go against a team Saturday that's going to do a lot of things that a lot of teams you're going to play later will do.
Well, first of all, you know, Coach Dameron is obviously played here for the Razorbacks, and one of our former players, and they recruit the state of Arkansas extremely well. They've got 7 guys on that team, and their footprint is very similar to our footprint, you know, consistent of Oklahoma and Texas kids. And so, you know, for a lot of these kids, they're coming back home to play. And so we know we're going to get their absolute best. And Coach Dameron has been very, you know, he's very well respected in this profession, very, very strong defensive mind. And so we know we're going to get multiple fronts. We're going to get multiple pressures. And they've done a good job of disguising some things. There's a lot of unknown, though, going into first games. And because you can only watch so much film of last year.
From a Razorback defensive perspective, talk a little bit about their progress during the course of camp and what you've seen from them.
Well, I've seen a group of guys that, number one, they're healthy, they're fresh, they're ready, they're excited to get out on that field and play and play for Coach Chavis and being a part of that defensive unit. They love the fact that we're a bit, you know, so much pressure that we do and what we base our front out of in a 4-down front. But Coach is very multiple. And these guys from the back end and, you know, being able to move Cam Curl to that safety position, I mean, it's definitely been a pleasant surprise watching these guys grow through the course of the last 22 practices that we've had. And, you know, Santos Ramirez being one of the leaders of this football team, Chevin Callaway really coming on. Really excited about Buster. Buster Brown is really coming on as well. So these are guys that, you know, maybe coming into camp was a concern at depth at some of the corners that we have. But with Ryan Pulley and now that you've got Chevin Callaway that's coming on, I feel really good about where we are right now.
The defensive line, it looks like from what we read, the competition in practice has been pretty good there. You've got some young guys that are pushing some people.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, with those guys right there, obviously Sosa, you know, we've had Sosa in there and has played some defensive end and he'll still play some in, but he's moved more inside. Armon Watts has been in there as well. You've got to have a group that rotates really well in there to get us through the season. You know, Coach Chavis and I have sat down and talked about it so many times, and we feel like that you got to have 7-8 guys in there that can rotate and rotate on a consistent basis to keep these guys fresh. T.J. Smith and Jonathan Marshall are two guys that have had really good camps.
I know that your focus primarily, in fact, totally, is on the football game, but it is going to be, you know, with the stadium renovation, the running through the A for the first time since that's been done, the new game day locker room. There are a lot of things that add to this Saturday.
Thank goodness we had the Beanie Bowl last Saturday.
Yeah,
you know, because as we really – we bust around. We did the whole thing. We simulated game day. We bust around, went through the hog walk. Some of the guys were like, you know, what are we doing, Coach? What are we doing? I said, just wait. Get your phones out and just wait, because I did not want this Saturday to be the first time they walked in that locker room. And I think some of you have probably seen the video that we've released, and it's a game changer. I mean, it's absolutely first class, and to see the expression on our players' faces as they walked in there was remarkable. And so they're excited as well as I am to get back in that locker room.
And it's a football team that and I want to get back to kind of what you talked about right at the beginning of this segment as we wrap it up before we head to ask the coach. Camp's long, and you know, when you see that finish line and when you get toward that first ball game, there are things like seeing a game day locker room that give you a lift, and I'm sure that did bring a lot of emotion to your team.
It did, and you know, last week was probably the hardest week because you break a routine, so now you're starting school. they're still another week away from a game, and just getting them to keep the focus on just getting better every day. That was my challenge as a head coach last week, and I knew this week would be much different because there's an end in sight. They see that, you know, you're out there Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday is more of a mental session. Friday, we're back out on the field. And you know, it has. It's when they're able to walk in that locker room and see it, get in those uniforms, it was it definitely gives you a kind of a breath of fresh air.
All right, let me mention this before we go to our first break. I know many of you have heard a lot about the one hog call that's coming up on Friday. You got to stop what you're doing wherever you are and call the hogs. Now, there's some events that are going to be open to the public, and certainly we want you to attend if you can. At the Fayetteville Town Center, now this is going to start at 12:30 on Friday. The hog call is at 1 o'clock. But at 12:30 on Friday at the Town Center, Hunter Yurachek's going to be there. There's going to be several different locations where they're going to be leaders for this. Chancellor Steinmetz is going to be at the Greek Theater. Mike Anderson, Mike Neighbors, Dave Van Horn are all going to Little Rock for a big deal at War Memorial Stadium at 1 o'clock on Friday. So this is the deal. Wherever you are, stop and call the Hogs. Take some video and post it on social media. Everybody in here does Twitter and social media, don't they? Right? Do that at hashtag one hog call. Hashtag one hog call. And a lot of those videos are going to get played on the video board Saturday at the game. So it'll be fun to watch people in different spots do that, and they're going to send it in. And so, but if you're around, Hunter's going to be at the Town Center. The Chancellor's going to be at the Greek Theater. If you find yourself in Little Rock or know some people who are going to be there, Coach Anderson, Coach Neighbors, and Coach Van Horn will all be at War Memorial Stadium. Do you know exactly what you're going to be doing at 1 o'clock on Friday?
You know what? I think I'm going to be meeting with the media.
Is that right?
That's going to do our television.
Okay.
So we're all going to call them. I'm going to make them call the Hogs with us.
There you go. 1 o'clock on Friday. Ask the Coach, brought to you by Academy Sports. That is coming up next on the air with Chad Morris continues, brought to you by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Life is better with football. And with First Security, we have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on. So you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security Banking Center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Yo, yo, this is your cup holder talking. The little round thing between your car seats. Now, I normally have a nice cold bottle of Mountain Dew in me, but at the moment, I'm empty. That's right, no Mountain Dew. Nothing in here but a couple of quarters and a dime. A fully capable cup holder like me just carrying your loose change. Look, I'm not made for loose change. I'm made to keep Mountain Dew within reach at all times, just inches from your hand. So find a store already. Grab some Dew. Toss it back, then place that bottle where it belongs. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion of the cross and the security of the shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 65 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
We'll be right back. All right, we welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris. We are live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. Now, I should have mentioned this before we went to the break. Jared Cornelius and Santos Ramirez are going to be here in just a few minutes. And we're going to talk to them coming up in just a little bit. Quinn Grovey's going to be here, too. All right, this is our Ask the Coach segment. It's brought to you by Academy Sports. We've only had one question turned in, so some of you are going to have to raise your hands. David, you're going to get the crack right here. Coach, this is David from Fayetteville.
Coach, how you doing? David from Fayetteville. I'm sort of old school in that many times in the past, as the season wears on, especially the latter part of the season, players get hurt, and you're always thinking, boy, I sure hope we don't have to burn a red shirt on so-and-so and so-and-so. Can you explain the new rules on red shirting?
Yeah, David. The rule states that a young man can play in four contests, and it's any four. So he can play in the first four or the middle four, or he can play in the first one and the last three, including a bowl game. And so, yeah, that's how that'll work right there and still be able to save his red shirt.
All right, Coach, over here to your far right. Tommy's raised his hand. Tommy, you're up.
I thought you
raised your hand. Oh, he was just bidding on an item over there. He was just raising his hand. I'm sorry. All right. My apologies, Tommy. Anybody got one over here? Anybody over here? Let me come to you right over here first. You're pointing to him.
All right. I was just curious, are you taking them out of town Friday night or do they stay in their rooms?
No, we'll go to our team hotel, which is here in Springdale, and we'll go up here to the Holiday Inn, and that's where we'll stay at, and it's pretty customary. So what we'll do, our Friday schedule goes like this. Being a home game, they'll all go to class. Once class is over with, they'll come in. We'll go through a team meeting. Usually the team meeting is about 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll get into we'll go into segment meetings. These guys will break off into the position groups. From there, we'll get out on the field, and we'll go through a full-fledged run-through. It'll be a kind of a fast Friday, what we call it Confidence Friday, because you're kind of putting it all together. We really want to sweat them up pretty good on Friday. And it usually goes about 45 or 50 minutes. It's a lot of situational things, but more of just kind of cleaning up. And then from there, we'll go into the cold tubs. They'll go from there, put their suits on. We travel in suits and ties. It's a business trip. So these guys will be in their suits or ties. They'll load the bus. They'll get to their home. They'll get to the team hotel, and we'll go through. We'll have a chapel service, voluntary, if these guys want to go to chapel. From there, they'll go to dinner, and then from dinner, we'll have a quick meeting, offense, defense, usually a signal meeting, and then followed by a brief yoga mental imagery session around 9 o'clock as we wind down and get ready to go to bed, and get up and get ready to go for the next day. That's what our Friday schedule looks like. Yes, sir.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody else before we go to a break here? Way, 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 way over here in the corner. All right. You'll get the shot right here. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Easton from Fayetteville. I saw the press release on the all-white uniforms. Is that what went into that?
Well, I think that I think we're going to release all that here pretty soon. But we broke those out for the Beanie Bowl and looked sharp and ready to go and just kind of come out with that clean look. You know, as you get into one of the things you have to do is you have to notify your opponent by letter in July of what you want to wear and to come out that first game, where the weather is. You know, a lot of teams you see go in and try to wear an all white at home and. So that's kind of what we did and excited about it and ready to go for Saturday with these guys.
All right, Coach, one right here.
Coach, past couple of years we've had a problem going all four quarters. I know that was something you're going to work on this year. How do you feel going into the season, our players lasting all four quarters?
Yeah, I got three things: focus, fight, and finish empty. And I wore a shirt today that said finish empty. And everything you do, finish empty. And everything we've talked about, all our training sessions, it's all been about the finish, how we finish, how we finish and finishing with that sense of urgency. And, that's just kind of been my MO from the get-go. And, there's so many things that I can, as I tell these guys all the time, I can go get anybody to play a quarter of football. I can get anybody to probably pretty much play a half of football. But when you start getting in that third quarter and into that fourth quarter, it takes a very special person to finish and just leave it all out there. And I've been a part of teams that have been great finishers, and those usually are some of the best teams that you're on. The critical point in a ball game is the first 4 minutes after the half and then how you finish the fourth quarter. And so that's been our big focus.
Hey, folks, before we go to a break, let's welcome in Jared Cornelius and Santos Ramirez. They just walked in. That's a pretty good life, Coach. They walk in, they order food, everybody claps because they're here.
I love
That's it. A nice deal. We'll talk to them after the break. Quinn Grovey's going to join me, too. Stay with us. On the Air with Chad Morris returns on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers, with Mizzou leading the series 3-1. Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to get 0% APR financing for 72 months and 1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a wide lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. All buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by September 4th, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Getting off the injured list and back on the field is a goal. So when you're facing a sports-related injury like a sprain, fracture, break, or dislocation, bring it to Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital, the official medical provider of the Arkansas Razorbacks. We provide a range of treatment and services, including physical therapy and minimally invasive surgical procedures for your hip, knee, and shoulder. To learn more, visit northwesthealth.com. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital is owned in part by physicians.
Razorback fans, be a go-getter. Earn a degree from the University of Arkansas, no matter where you live. Study online, pay in-state tuition, and take your career to the next level. Apply now. Go to online.uark.edu to find a program that's right for you. The University of Arkansas Online at online.uark.edu. For the go-getters.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Folks, we welcome you back to the Catfish Hole as we continue with On the Air with Chad Morris. Football Saturday, Hogs in Eastern Illinois. Let's welcome in Jared Cornelius and Santos Ramirez. And let's hear it from my partner, Razorback great Quinn Grovey.
Go.
Guys, I'm going to ask both of you to answer this one. Jared, you've been through this before, but I kind of get the feeling you guys are perhaps more excited right now than maybe you've been for some of the others. Could you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. This is going to be a great year. This fan base, the team, the whole staff is excited about this new change. I mean, we're fired up, and you can tell. You know, I've been here for, 10 years?
Seems like it, yeah.
it feels like 10. But I can honestly say that this is the most excited I've been. This is the most excited that the fan base has been. So I'm excited. You know, I'm ready to go.
What about you, Santos?
Yeah, man. Like you said, man, it's a whole new atmosphere out here. You know, Coach Moore's done a great job of really, you know, harping on us finishing, you know, and not making excuses for ourselves, man. And, you know, we go out there, we compete every day, you know, and I'm loving the new mentality that the team have, man. I'm looking forward to Saturday.
All right.
Jerry, you talked about being excited. How is it to wake up and find out that you're going to play as a receiver, going to play in this offense?
I mean, it's like hitting the jackpot every Saturday. You know, we're going to the amount of plays, the speed we're going to go, you're getting so many looks just about how many more plays we're running. But in an offense like this where you have run-pass option, you know, the defense can't be right. They load the box. We're going to do nothing but throw it out. If they try to cover us, our running backs are going to run for 200 yards. So being a receiver in this offense is hitting the jackpot.
And talk about the other receivers in that room. I mean, you guys have got some experience, and you got some young guys coming along as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have numbers in that receiver room. Deion Stewart, LaMichael Petway, Jonathan Nance, Devion Warren is going to be a creature this year. You know, Gary Cross.
That's a good thing.
Tobias Enloe. Oh, yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you talk about it. We have so many numbers. When the second group comes in at receiver, it's not going to be a fall off. When the third group comes in, it's not going to be a fall off. You know, because we have so many guys that are capable of playing at a very high level in an SEC conference, which is jam packed. So that's something you want.
Now, Santos, you are the leader of the defense, one of the leaders of the defense. How is it playing in Chief's system?
I love it, man. He's very aggressive, you know, and we really can let loose playing the 4-3. We have a lot of talented guys on our side of the ball. And the 4-3 defense really gets a chance. We get a chance to show that. And, you know, with Chief, man, you know, he really allows us to go out there play with a swagger about ourselves. You know, and it's up to us, you know, to be relentless towards the ball, you know, and make everything happen. But, you know, I love the system. I love the scheme. You know, we're going to really get a chance to show what some guys got that's really been stepped on, man. And we're just looking forward to the challenge, man. And people doubting us all around the country because of last year was on paper and everything. But, you know, we're coming with a chip on our shoulder this year for sure.
Now, one of the things I've seen is I see a lot of confidence from that secondary. I mean, you got Ryan Pulley, Chevin Callaway, you, Cameron Carroll playing safety. I mean, that secondary looks pretty tough. Where is that confidence coming from, and are you guys ready to show what that secondary can do?
Well, it comes from, first of all, we got some experience back there. You know, and it starts with that, man. We got a lot of veteran guys back there. We got a lot of leaders, man. And, you know, with Cambridge coming back, that's going to even be a plus too as well. You know, and we got some guys in the second deep. I mean, in the second group that can really go out there and play just as bad as guys in the first group. You know, and that really speaks volumes right there, man. Because the SEC is going to be a long war, man. And we got guys that can come in, and we won't miss a beat. You know, and that's what makes us complete, man. And we really have a bond, you know, outside of football, a chemistry. You know, and that really speaks volumes for us on the field.
Yeah. Now, Jared, you got hurt against Texas A&M, and you know, it was one of those things where you
– I did?
where you were like, you know, concerned. Everybody was concerned about you. Now you got a chance to get another year as a senior. And so how do you feel about that?
No, I feel good. What do you mean? yeah, you know, walking off that I didn't even walk off the field. So getting carted off the field in Texas A&M, you know, you kind of you see your life, you know, happen. You're in a place where you don't know what's gonna happen next, if you're ever gonna get to play football like that. You know, injury like that, usually you don't see guys come back from. But you know, that injury taught me, first, don't take anything for granted. And I've tried to really take advantage of this year. I just come out to practice every day like it could be my last, play every game like it could be my last, because honestly, you never know. But you know, I'm just trying to learn from that injury and move on from it.
Yeah, now we owe him a big congratulations because he made the 2017 Fall Academic Honor Roll, which is a great thing.
Yeah. Typo.
So how did that feel?
I think it's a typo, honestly. No, I mean, I mean, I've been here for so long, I haven't been taking many, you know, I didn't have to take many classes this spring. I'm just being honest. I think I was in two classes. If, you know, if I wouldn't have made the honor roll, you know, it would have been kind of weird. You know, y'all would have been kind of judging. So.
It's all right, man. Take it any way you can get it, man. I'm telling you, take it any way you can get it, man. Yeah.
It's like a breathing class, yoga. It was easy. It was an easy semester for me that year. Just being honest.
Man, you ain't supposed to tell everybody all that. I mean, we want to keep it real, but we don't want to keep it that
real. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I was in some hard classes. I just really came. Just, you know, just locked in.
Now Santos, you know, that secondary, like you talked about the depth. And, you know, we were able to get Kevin Richardson back for another year, and he got hurt. And I know he's a leader of the group, and hopefully we'll get him back at some point in time. But to get him back for another year and then lose him, I mean, how did that make the defense feel?
In the moment, man, it was very tough, you know, and it's still very tough right now. But, you know, in this game, man, just like you play one play at a time, man, you got to take everything one day at a time. And, you know, we don't have time to just sit back and, you know, and solve and stuff like that. We got to continue to move on. Like I said, we got other talented guys. You know, they got to be able to step in and compete, man. And the first game is here, you know, so it's no more woe is me or, you know, no more those mental errors and make mistakes, man. You got to go out there and make it happen. We count on you, you know. So we hold everybody to the same accountable standard.
So we got the first game rolling up like you talked about. How's it feel for both you guys to be named captains? And I'll start with you, Jared.
I mean, that's a big deal. It just shows what the coaching staff and the players think of you. You know, I try not to think about it much. You know, whether I was named a captain or not, I wanted to be a leader of this team. And I don't think you need that name to be, you know, to lead a team. But you know, it's a great honor. And, you know, that's something that not many guys can say that wore this helmet and the logo before me can say. So you know, it's a great honor.
What about you, Santos?
Yeah, man, just like he's saying, man, I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be able to lead my team out there on the field, man. You know, come with a new coaching staff, and the fact that they see you as a leader, you know, speaks a lot of volumes, man. And, you know, a lot of guys look up to us, man. We've been through a lot on this team, you know, and the coach honors us with the opportunity. And we just want to be able to go out there and lead our guys to war.
All right, guys, stay put. We're going to continue in just a moment. Jared Cornelius, Santos Ramirez, Quinn Grovey. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
I'm Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. I want to protect Arkansans from scams, fraud, and ID theft. This is the Rutledge Report.
Across our state, we face a prescription drug abuse epidemic. Arkansas is first in the nation when it comes to teens using non-medical pain relievers. Attorney General Rutledge is providing a critical new prescription drug education program to high school students across Arkansas at no cost to schools. Teachers, administrators, and homeschool leaders are urged to sign up for Prescription for Life, a digital interactive course to help students make safe and healthy decisions about prescription drugs. Prescription for Life, to keep Arkansas students safe.
Scoop and score. That's the term for when a defensive player picks up a loose fumble and takes it to the end zone for a touchdown. It's also the term for when you grab some Yarnell's ice cream, the official ice cream of the Arkansas Razorbacks, featuring flavors like Woo Pig Chewy, Hog Wild for Cookie Dough, Razor Tracks, and Hog Heaven. Scoop and score, or double scoop and score, even better. Yarnell's, official ice cream of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, let's welcome back Santos Ramirez and Jared Cornelius as we continue with On the Air with Brett Bielema, or On the Air with Chad Morris. I got to ask you a question a minute. I'm sorry about that. I got to ask a question. Chad, you are Santos, you smiled a minute ago when Jared was talking about the run-pass option. Tell us a little bit about what that's like for a defender when you're going against a quarterback that does that.
It's very agonizing in a way, because you know you want to be as aggressive as you can when you reach keys, man. But in an RPO game, like Jared says, it's not really a thing for a defender to really win. It's all about reaction, man, and that's what makes me mad about it, because you have to be very patient in that opportunity, and you can't just go attack, because if you do, that'll make you look stupid, man. So, you know, that's why I laughed and smiled, because he's right. I mean, it's like you just have to react.
Now, Jared, I saw you kind of laughing too, because I want to ask you, when that play's happening, you're reading the defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you see the panic in their eyes sometimes?
Oh, yeah, you can see it, especially in Santos. I see the panic in Santos' eyes every time he lines up across from me. So it's you get used to it.
Jokes.
No, I mean, all seriousness. I mean, it is hard. I mean, like I said, I mean, you can't be right, and defenses really have to plan and game plan for the type of offense that we run. And it's not something that you can do overnight and just be able to defend. It's hard.
Now Santos, we owe Santos a big round of applause as well, because he's going to wear the graduate patch. He graduated, and he's going to have that graduate patch.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel? That's a huge, huge honor.
I feel accomplished going out there. You know, I feel like a grown man. You know, I got done what I need to get done. My mom proud of me, you know, family proud of me. And I can really go into this year and just focus on football mainly. You know, I came to college and did what I had to do, you know, so now it's time to really just finish it out.
Yeah. Now I don't know if people know. I mean, you guys went to high school together, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So how is it for two guys from Shreveport Evangel sharing in on this journey right now through Arkansas?
You go first, Jay.
I mean, it's been a shoot. it's been great. I mean, you know, we've been through so much together, even back in high school, and just having a guy that you can count on and lean on, you know, when things get tough. You know, I laugh about it all the time. We talk about how big the rivalry is here, and you know, Arkansas LSU. Me and Santos, Evangel Calvary back in the day, man.
Yeah.
That was a rivalry, you know. But just having a guy that you can count on and lean on when things get tough, when it's 110 degrees and you know it's period 20, you know it helps having a guy that you can, you know, you've been there with before.
Yeah, and I totally agree with him, man. You know, coming from high school and here, you know, we've always been two guys that have just been leaders, you know, and we competed against each other every day and made each other better, man. And you know, I really respect Jared for that, because my game came a long way because of that. You know, and even to this journey right here, all the adversity that we go through, we understand what it means to be able to hold others accountable and ourselves. And we really did that along this journey and really built a chemistry, man, and really grew together as men. You know, and we got the opportunity to rep our hometown, you know, and really put them on our back, you know, and there's nothing much more better than that.
Now, this is kind of a personal question. I got a trip coming up to Shreveport, and I love Cajun food. I need to know where to eat. Can you guys tell me where to eat?
Uh-oh. Well, you're going to tell them. We can tell them go to Joe's Crab Shack, you know.
Joe's Crab Shack. You got to go to Southfield Grill.
Yeah. Okay. What do I need to get?
Anything, right? You got to go to Southern Fried Chicken, okay. Southern Classic. You got to do that.
That's most definitely.
Get the three-piece dark, get the bell pepper, side of fries, and dirty rice. Do that.
That's a pretty good recommendation. I'll take that one. I'm going to put that one down.
Yeah.
Joe's Crab Shack is all I'm saying, man. You can't miss out. Go to the boardwalk, Joe's Crab Shack, man.
Well, I'm going to try it out. Now, you know, one of the things is when you guys went to SEC Media Days, you know, Santos, you and Yelta and Dre, y'all were all looking pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So let me hear from you guys. Who's the best dressed guy on the team?
Ooh, best dress?
He gonna say himself. Watch.
I want to, but I'm not. You know, if I had to give it somebody else, man. I mean, no. I really gotta. I gotta commend. I say, LaMichael Petway got some flavor to him. He got some flavor to him, man. I can give him that. So. That's the guy that stuck out to me, so I feel like he come prepared with it, man, when he's ready for it. So, okay. Got a little style to him.
Who's the best dancer?
Ooh, Tobias Anslow.
Is that right?
Tobias Anslow, man.
And what does he do? I mean, he does everything?
Name it. You name it, he can do it. You want to imitate Michael Jackson, he got it.
Wow.
Know? Yeah, I'm telling you, he's the truth.
Who's the best Madden player?
Ooh, Damani. Damani Carter.
I need to find him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think I'm the best.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, you got to play Damani then.
Yeah, well, we want to find him. Uh-huh. Fortnite. You guys play Fortnite?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the best Fortnite player?
I would say myself, honestly. A lot of free time on my hands, you know. I've been playing a lot of Fortnite these past couple, you know, last year.
Well, we got a chance, man, and Coach talked about it a little bit, to see that north end zone and that locker room, man.
Oh, sweet.
What was the thoughts that were running through you guys' mind when you got a chance to see that?
Honestly, man, it was just a whole bunch of my dopamine levels went through the roof, man, because we've been here for so long, we worked so hard, man, and just to see change and to see new opportunities and, you know, everything is like a fresh start, new era, and it's like, oh, we got this amazing locker room. Now we got to win with it. You know, it's not about having this locker room, and it looked good, but at the same time, you lose, you're going there. It's going to feel the same, just like in the locker room. So now it's time to get some dubs, man, and really embrace that change in culture, man. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the new opportunities everywhere, man. You know, it's time to go take advantage.
Yeah, that whole – everything they've done in there is beautiful. And like Santo said, you know, a lot of people have made sacrifices to make that possible. You know, that stuff wasn't free. So, you know, walking in and seeing a locker room like that, it makes you want to make those people that had something to do with that, all those fans that bought season tickets, that bought those boxes, that just, you know, that come to all our events and things like that. You just want to make those guys proud because it means something to them, so it should mean something to us.
Yeah.
All right, folks, let's hear it again. For Jared Cornelius and Santos Ramirez. Thank you, guys. Great job. Thank you, Quinn. Quick break. Back with more in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers, with Mizzou leading the series 3-1. Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit CenterPointEnergy.com/natural gas benefits. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Proud partner of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Life is better with football. And with First Security, we have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on. So you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Have you ever thought about what makes your coffee worthy of your mornings? Of filling your favorite mug.
Of fueling you throughout the day.
Let me tell you why Westrop Coffee is worthy of drinking. Through fair and direct trade, training and support, coffee farmers around the globe have hope, opportunity, and a way to thrive. Like the coffee farmers in my beautiful home country, Rwanda.
Westrock is the official coffee of the Razorbacks. Find it locally, online, and now proudly served throughout Razorback Stadium.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris as we continue from the Catfish Bowl in Fayetteville, brought to you by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee. Glad you're here. And the two happiest campers in the building right now, I'm just going to tell you, for those of you who aren't here, are Jared and Santos, because dinner is served. They walked right in, came right on the air, Coach. Now they get to sit down and eat their dinner, and what a two great ambassadors.
Wow. You know, I was sitting over there listening to those guys speak, and just phenomenal. I mean, wasn't that great? I mean, these guys, absolutely. And that's the leadership. And as a head coach, you want it so bad for these guys. You want them to experience the success. And to have two great leaders like that, they don't know it, but I actually came to Evangel to recruit them at my prior stop out in on the east part of the state or the country, and they wouldn't give me the time of day, I guess. So, but I did come out there talking to the coach and to recruit these guys. So I told him I got to him as quick as I could. But you know, Jared mentioned something talking about Santos and going against the run pass options. I think one of the things, and probably Santos would tell you, it probably has helped our defense as much as anything, because they see it every day and they see it at a fast pace. And so I think as this whole season unfolds, it's going to be unique to see how that they've grown since that.
Talking about that run pass option, when you hear the guys talk about RPO, that's what they're talking about. When you watch it and it works well, you think to yourself, well, how come people hadn't been doing that all along? Because when it runs properly, you know this better than anyone, it's hard to stop.
It really is. And I know Quinn, he and I've talked about it many a times. They were doing it back in his era. They just weren't calling the run pass options. I don't know why they weren't. And but it is. It's now it's a little bit different. You're running out of the shotgun, and you know the different techniques and what level you're reading as a quarterback, whether you're reading a second level or the third level, and then having a throw off of it.
How have you seen defenses change as you've moved along in your, with an offensive mind in your coaching career?
Yeah, I think that trying to be very multiple up front, that's number one. And the second thing is, and Santos hit on it, was the ability to the teams that have those safeties that are patient before they react causes quarterbacks a little bit more of a problem.
In terms of, and you kind of touched on this with your defense, going up against it every day, I think about a coach like Coach Chavis, he's really had to evolve over the course of his career too.
He has, and I think, again, going against our offense and seeing it every day and being in the same building with him every day and us talking ball all the time, I think it's done nothing more than just help him, help Coach Cooper, and just help pull everybody together, because I know going against that style of defense has really helped us offensively as well. So a lot of exchange happens through the course of the day with the coaching staff.
I want to go back to the guys we were talking to just a moment ago with Jared and Santos, the leaders on your team. You know, when you look at their situation and you look at the fact you're going to play a lot of young people on Saturday, how important does that role become, particularly early in the year?
Very much so. I think that these guys set the standard. They set the standard for this football team, as I was sharing with them today. You know, so goes our leaders, so goes our football team. And to know, you know, when you got great leaders understand where they came from, and they understand that they don't want to go back there, but they want to keep looking forward. And they use that as motivation, but yet they see what it's supposed to look like, and there's nothing going to stop them. And it's kind of getting to that mountaintop experience and pulling the telescope out and looking across there and saying that's what it's supposed to look like, and we're going to get there. But understanding that, hey, there's peaks and valleys along the way that we have to go through to get to that point. And these seniors have gone through those peaks and those valleys and the ups and the downs. And what I need from them is to share their experience with these young players and let them know that, hey, look, there's ups and downs through the course of a season, just like there is through the course of a game, and you got to stay consistent.
All right, folks, quick break. Back with more in just a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's football season in Arkansas. Tailgating with your friends and family, you want the best meat on your grill. Petagene Meat makes the best hot dogs. The Petagene Griller or the All-Beef Frank will score big time.
Oh, you want to complete that tailgate meal? Petagene Meats has the hickory smoked Arkansas sausage, hot links, and Polish sausage. Oh, the best hickory smoked bacon around. Pettigean Meats and taste the difference. It's the official bacon and ham of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to get 0% APR financing for 72 months and 1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a wide lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by September 4th, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
George's Majestic Lounge and the Razorback Foundation present Cody Johnson and Friends.
That's why I'm proud to be her man.
Don't miss Cody Johnson live Friday night, October 12th at First Security Amphitheater in Little Rock.
Never seen anything wild as you.
Let Cody Johnson and Friends help you get your pregame on before the Razorback Ole Miss game. Portion of the proceeds to benefit the Razorback Foundation. Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. at georgesmajesticlounge.com, stubs.net, and codyjohnsonmusic.com.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. With a final wrap-up and look ahead, it's the last segment of tonight's show presented by Exmark Professional Mowing Equipment. Trusted 2-to-1 by top landscape pros over the next best-selling brand of zero-turn mowers. Once again, here's Chuck Barrett.
All right, we're back for our final segment On the Air with Chad Morris. Glad you're here. Going to do it again next week. I'll also say what I said a little bit last week. This will become a habit. Wednesday's a big practice day. Coach got a lot of film over at the facility tonight, so if you'll let him make an exit when we get done, that'd very much be appreciated. You know, for those who are listening on the radio, we do a little trivia here inside the Catfish Hole between commercial breaks at times, and our question tonight was how many graduates are on the Razorback roster this year, and the answer is 10. That's a lot of guys who take care of their business, Coach.
Really is. It is. It's phenomenal, and it's great to see these guys that graduate and come back and want what's best for this program.
And now, all of us have the opportunity to spend the next couple of days just, you know, getting ourselves up to a fever pitch for the football game. I wonder, is there a magic level you try to get a team to at game time, you know, balance the emotion with execution and all the things that a team has to do?
Yeah, you know, most of these guys that have been in this game and playing it for a while, they understand that, hey, look, at 3 o'clock on Saturday is when we want to be ready to go. And so there's a lot of corrections that will happen tonight. It's a big short yardage night for us, so we'll spend a lot of time up there tonight and get corrections ready to go for tomorrow's practice. And knowing that these guys, once we get on that bus Saturday and we start heading into that to that hog walk, it's starting to get real.
Well, folks, let's hear it for Chad Morris. We appreciate you being here tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Big weekend coming up. I'll remind you of the one hog call. You gather at the Town Center at 12:30. Hunter will be there. The Chancellor's at the Greek Theater at 12:30. Coach Anderson, Coach Neighbors, Coach Van Horn, and Little Rock at 12:30. Stop what you're doing. Call the Hogs at 1 o'clock on Friday. See you at the stadium Saturday, and we're back here next Wednesday.
Been listening to On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris has been sponsored by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty G Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty G Meats. By Shelter Insurance, Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. Center Point Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. On the Air with Chad Morris has been an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.